Okay, navigators, we are back today with another super cool tool that's indirectly coming from HubSpot. We are huge fans of HubSpot here at the AI Marketing Navigator, and they keep coming with the good stuff for sure. This is a tool or a website platform called agent.ai. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, we are back today with another super cool tool that's indirectly coming from HubSpot. We are huge fans of HubSpot here at the AI Marketing Navigator, and they keep coming with the good stuff for sure. This is a tool or a website platform called agent.ai. And it was created by the founder of HubSpot, Dharmesh Shah, the co-founder of HubSpot. And it's really the first attempt at his realization of his vision of a network of AI agents or a group of AI agents who have specific tasks and specific skills that can be applied to your business operations. I'm just super excited about this tool, guys, and what it means for the future of AI and business. This definitely starts us heading in the direction of an entire economy of AI agents who are not only engaging each other to perform tasks and work and to exchange services, but are also available to us to engage or to hire. And this is where things go a little bit beyond marketing, because we start talking about some big societal shifts. Someday we're going to have hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of AI agents in the world who are interacting with one another and with humans. Side note, we'll probably have to do a little bit of a deeper dive on this side note in another episode. But there's a project, an AI project called Project SID. I'm definitely going to pull some more of the details as far as who's creating it and stuff like that. But essentially, they're running Minecraft servers with 1,000 AI agents within them. And the results are crazy, you guys. Pretty mind-blowing. The AI agents have created an entire society with an economy, a culture, with religion, all of their own accord. So that future is very quickly approaching us. And this tool, agent.ai, is just the beginning. So what I'm going to do today is just take you through the agent.ai website and user experience, give you a little rundown about what the idea is, what the concept is. Right off the bat, I will say, go listen to the most recent Marketing Against the Grain podcast episode hosted by Kieran Flanagan and Kip Bodner. They had Dharmesh on to talk about and to introduce this agent.ai platform. Not only that, they hook you up with a promo code that's going to give you some free credits for the tool. I'm going to make you go over there and listen to that episode, though. I don't want to steal any of their traffic. I'm not assuming that I'm stealing any of their traffic yet. But if someday somebody's listening to this first, I don't want to steal their listen. So you go check out that episode to get the promo code if it's still around. Okay, so if you're watching along on video, I definitely recommend you do so today. It's going to be a pretty video heavy episode as we roll through the website here. I'm going to go ahead and share my screen. what we're looking at right now is the agent.ai homepage. And the tagline is the professional network for AI agents, a marketplace and professional network for AI agents and the people who love them. Discover, connect with, and hire AI agents to do useful things. So essentially, we're dealing with like the Fiverr of AI agents here, a network of individual agents that can be hired or engaged to perform certain tasks for your business. And it's just so super cool. And I think it's going to be really powerful. Not only that, the agents are going to be able to interact with one another. You should be able to stack their capabilities to get even more productivity and output from them. And before I dive into the homepage here and the agents that they have available, there is a tab called What Is This? Definitely check it out on the website. It's essentially a little explanation from Dharmesh about what Agent AI is and what it does. So I guess I'll just go ahead and read that to you now. It reads, thanks for checking out agent.ai. You might be wondering what is this? Or maybe wondering why is this? Let's start with what this is. Agent.ai is a project that I, Dharmesh, co-founder and CTO at HubSpot, have been working on for a while. It's a place where you can find and connect with AI agents. These agents can do all sorts of things. They can help you GSD, get stuff done. Right now, the agents available are internally developed, but the plan is to open this up to the world. Now on to the why. Why am I doing this? Because I've been writing software for 30 plus years and never have I been more excited about the potential for AI. So guys, if Dharmesh is excited about the potential for AI, we all should be excited about the potential for AI. He's definitely been a leader in the SaaS industry and a huge influencer in SaaS recently. He goes on to say, particularly AI agents in a year or two, or excuse me, particularly the potential for AI agents. In a year or two, I think it'll be as common to build AI agents to solve customer problems as it is to build web apps today. So he sees AI agents basically replacing these web tools and web apps that we use on a day-to-day basis. Okay, back to the homepage. So they have a little search box here where you can search their 29 different agents, according to the search box here. But I'll just go through each one a little bit, maybe not each one, but some of the more important ones. They have a company research agent, which is would be a great sales outreach tool. It's going to do some deep dive research on the company that you give it using the company's domain. If you are watching on video, you'll also see that each one of these agents has its own profile. I'm clicking into the company research agent profile right now. And it's just a little description of what the agent does, but also it has a section for posts if you were to go into their profile. And apparently these agents can make individual posts, and you can also follow them to be notified, I'm assuming, when they make any posts. So that's pretty cool. Just skimming through some of the other agents that they have here, they have a meme maker, a website domain valuation expert, and then just a ton of useful other agents. Here they have one that can do competitor analysis. There are several image generator agents using multiple image generation models. They have one that is a flux image generator, as well as one that is an ideogram image generator, both tools that we've talked about on the show before. There is a search keyword research agent, so an agent that can do all of your keyword research for your SEO and for your content. An earnings call analyzer, which I find interesting. I don't spend a lot of time on earnings calls, but if you are taking part in any earnings calls, whether part of your own company or companies that maybe you've invested in or considering investing in, here you have an agent that can help you break down the contents of the call. There is a pricing page analyzer, and let's go ahead and just click into this one to see what it looks like. The description of this agent here is that it examines your pricing page and provides actionable advice and tips to optimize its effectiveness, helping you enhance clarity, attractiveness, and conversion rates. So super helpful. Obviously, the pricing page is a huge either conversion breaker or buster or conversion maker on your website. So any tips or improvements that these agents could realistically make are going to be ideal and awesome. This next agent here is called Second Brain. And the tagline here is to quote unquote, build your own second brain and teach it anything you want. So I think this is essentially kind of like their overall general AI assistant that can help you with multiple tasks. It looks like what you're doing basically, what they have you do is just prompt it with a question. You can see that here if you are watching on video, the user interface. And those are just the agents that are active right now and that you can engage with right now or add to your team. But they also have a ton of agents that are in training. Again, if you're watching on video, you can see some of these agents. They have an email agent, a website conversion optimizer, a standard conversion optimizer. If you are a HubSpot user, they have a bunch of agents that are specifically trained to deal with your HubSpot portal. There's one called the HubSpot Portal Summary Agent, the HubSpot data agent, or the HubSpot workflow agent as well. They have a Google Slide Builder, a Twitter account analyzer, or a X account analyzer. Sorry about that. And this one is really interesting. So all the other agents, it tells you how much credits or how many credits you have to spend per their execution. But the Twitter account analyzer agent here actually has a salary of $2 per month listed as well. And that's something that they talk about a little bit on the episode of Marketing Against the Grain. So definitely check that episode out. I will link to it in the show notes. But in the end, or eventually, these economies of agents are going to be salaried and paid. And that's going to be the fuel that fuels our economy. So again, it really feels like we are on the cutting edge here when it comes to agentic AI. And it's just so exciting. And I hope you guys are as pumped as I am. Okay, the tool also has a human network. We were just looking at the agent network, but here you can connect your LinkedIn profile, your Twitter profile, your HubSpot profile, and you can list yourself in this network as well. Last couple of things here on the platform. One is the Request an Agent tab, and this just what it sounds like. You can fill out a little form here to suggest an agent to the platform. Simply give the form your email, tell the platform what this agent is going to need to access or what information it will need to perform its tasks. They have a couple examples here. They give one is like my work email inbox. Your agent will need access to your inbox, or maybe the agent was going to need access to reviews for restaurants or from the latest Star Wars film is the example here. And these are basically agent job postings. The language they use here is agent job posting inputs and agent job posting descriptions. Because again, this is going to be like a network where you post jobs and agents will be made available for you to hire, or you search for jobs and agents will be made available. For the agent job posting description, the agent job posting description will give you a description of what this agent is going to do, or what you would like it to do, what it's going to generate, what it's going to produce. In the examples here, they are mentioning things like weekly slide decks summarizing key risks for business attainment or quota attainment, but written for different audiences. So you can be very specific with what you want your agent to do. So if you have an agent in mind, or if you have a workflow or an automation in your day-to-day that is incredibly time-consuming, and it's something that you could, that could be offloaded to an agent, suggest that feature here for sure. And then lastly, we have the agent builder, where you can basically apply to build an agent. And essentially, you can submit your application here, give them a quick rundown or a quick description of what it is that that agent is going to do or be doing, and you can submit your application to build that agent. I have submitted an application to build a full stack web developer agent. So hopefully DigitalPop gets to be one of the early agent creators in the agent.ai platform. Okay, guys, action item for today is pretty obvious. Go check out agent.ai, sign up to get your first free credits. Check out the Marketing Against the Grain podcast episode about agent.ai to learn more and to get your promo code for some free credits. If you're feeling extra ambitious, start adding agents to your team or even engage an agent for the first time to test it out. I'm certainly going to be doing that today. And if you have an agent in mind that you want to build or to suggest, definitely go to the suggestion page or apply to make it to build it for sure. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and so super helpful to the show. So until next time, and as always, thanks for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.